a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Live from the middle of America, in the middle of the freaking night, welcome aboard. It's Monday night, the 4th of February, 2008. Glad you're with us for tonight's edition of the Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers. Welcome to the broadcast. Tonight we're going to have a great show. One of our regular callers, Carol, in Pennsylvania, is going to be with us. And she's been keeping a notebook for years of preparedness tips and how to do things, how to make things. And with the economy going nuts, and yeah, there's a lot of preparedness programs on RBN and on Patriot Radio in particular. But I thought tonight we would touch on preparedness. Carol always calls in with some great tips, great ideas. And she and I have been threatening, I've been threatening her with doing a show. And tonight's the night. And so we're going to have Carol on here in the next few minutes to talk about all her little tips and all the things that she does. She's quite an interesting lady. Can bake like nobody's business. And she builds computers, too. She's quite a neat lady. We're going to have her on with us tonight. Tomorrow night, we're going to bring down Super Tuesday for you. Go vote tomorrow. And you know, we're going to do, you know, kind of wall-to-wall coverage right here. I need to get one of those big voices. I guess I need to have the Midnight Rider guy do that. Wall-to-wall coverage of Super Tuesday. Ron Paul did pretty good in Maine. Looks like they walked out with at least a third of the delegates, maybe more. And that's a good thing. He shows up third in the balloting in this non-binding straw poll, and the delegates are the key thing. And they did pretty well there, just like in Louisiana. And it may end up, when all the dust settles and the smoke clears in Louisiana, they walk away winning Louisiana. So we're going to have to see there. But, you know, a good showing in Nevada with a number of delegates. And it seems like there's kind of two elections within the election. One is the one that's out in public, that's the primaries and the caucuses, and the one behind the scenes where the delegates are elected. And we're going to get into that later in the week as well. I'm going to try to get William Roberts and Jim Conda Jr. back on, kind of pick up where we left off on Friday night. And I'm thinking either Wednesday or Thursday night we will try to do that. And going to try to do the Young Guns Roundtable this week. I've got to get that all set up. And we may try to get Jerry Corsi back on for one of the nights to go into some of the other articles that he's written. So a lot of stuff going on. It's busy, 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 busy. Chat rooms are open, both at MidnightRiderShow.com and at republicbroadcasting.org. So hop on in, grab a name, and come join us for the chat. Don't go anywhere. You're locked and loaded and plugged into the Midnight Rider tonight here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Edition of the Midnight Rider, and it is that time of the evening where we find out who's chatting. It's Mouseketeer roll call time here on the big show tonight, and in the RBN chat room at republicbroadcasting.org, we've got Alone in the Dark, Cherished Heart, CPR, Fresh, Jack Spratt, Kung Fu Instructor, Rogue Dolphin, and Sticky Weasel. Over in the Midnight Rider Show chat room, we have Break the Box, Cordy, Doug, Hemi Charger 426, Ian, John in Tennessee, K Bowser, Chris Lowtech, Manny is minding the store, Michael, Mike CTW, MP, Rob Works, Sidetracked, the 00 Viper, and White Star. Thanks to everybody chatting with us tonight. Glad you guys are all with us for the program tonight. Now, a program we have threatened to do here for quite a while, and I'm excited about tonight's show. One of my favorite callers that we have to the program is Carol in Pennsylvania. Now, not only can Carol bake some mean Christmas treats, which I am a eyewitness to, and so is my belly, but she has been collecting tips for years and years, and she's been calling in occasionally sharing a tip with us. And I've been thinking, man, this would be a great idea for just an entire show, and let her crack open that notebook, and in a way we'd go. And if you want to join us, if you got questions for Carol, and as we go along tonight, let me give you the number. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll take your questions. If you got tips, call them in as we talk about preparedness and how to do things. Folks, the economy is not going to get any better. The dollar is going to continue to fall. I mean, I think it's a given. You know, when you lower the interest rates by 1.25% in the space of a week to try to keep some markets alive, it's a sign something bad's coming. And the dollar is on its way down and out. How long we have is anybody's question. But let's get to it. Carol, welcome to the program. How are you?
Good evening. I'm doing fine. And you?
I am really good, and I've been looking forward to this this program for a while.
Well, I'm scared now, I got to tell you.
No. It's just like any time you've ever called in, it's the same thing. Tell me, how did you get started collecting all these tips and stuff in your little notebook?
I just probably back in 2000, they put the spirit of God into us about Y2K.
Right.
And then, of course, over the years, you learn anyway. You know, and talking about needing, I see where Chagrin Falls outside of Cleveland and Shaker Heights, and there may be more, all the homes, the windows are boarded up.
Yeah.
And then tent cities out in California already.
Right.
And that's pretty frightening.
Yes, it is indeed.
So, and like you said, anybody wants to call in and help me out, I'll welcome that. Because, you know, none of us know everything. It's just,
so now, have you been cooking and baking all your life?
Quite a bit. Uh-huh. In fact, your guy, Ron, I had talked to him. He wanted me to bake cookies out of his, or biscuits. I make a mean biscuit. He wanted me to make biscuits, try the seeds, not the seeds, but the powder.
Oh, yeah, the hemp powder, yeah.
Yeah, he asked me, he wanted me to help him out and give him recipes to put on his web page. And I said, well, I've never used it yet. In fact, I was going to order some, but I haven't used any yet. And I can't give him a recipe until I try it.
Until you've road tested it, exactly.
Yeah, well, exactly. He wanted me to try it out and let him know, so. I don't know where to begin, but I told you one night I was going to tell you how to make soap. You don't need all the fat and everything.
Let's start right there. That's a good place to start because that's one thing that's expensive. I mean, something you have to buy all the time. So if you can make it, you sure can save a buck or two.
Okay. Now, I told you about the one, let's see, it was the heirloom seeds. I did order this. It's called Soapwort.
Okay.
And probably a lot of the listeners already know about it. But you buy it. It's a biennial, but you seed save from it. And it comes in the herb family. And you just put it in water and boil it, bring it to a boil, and it makes soap, and it said it's great for your hair and to bathe in, and it helps with itching if you have a skin problem. You know, and I don't know about doing dishes, but if it won't hurt your body, I don't see what it hurt to do dishes in it, you know.
And it's called Soapwort?
Soapwort, yeah. And it's in an herb.
Wow.
Take all the lanolin out of the soaps, and then you wonder when you take a bath in it, plus all the perfumes while you itch. You know, and if you can't afford the, well, myself, I prefer Miracle too, but if you can't afford it, you plant this,
right.
And you can make soap annually, you know, make enough ahead.
Sure. Sure. And if you got a big enough garden, you could make your own soap and sell it.
Well, that's true, you know. That's very true. And then to go from there with salt. What I did, I bought an 80-pound bag of salt, which I'll never use, but it's a good barter item.
Sure.
And I try to keep with the Celtic salt because there's all the minerals you need in Celtic salt. And you can take the salt and put a teaspoon of that in a pint of water and shake it up and refrigerate it overnight. And if you take a teaspoon of that sprinkled on your salad or whatever, one or two teaspoons, you have all the minerals you need in your body.
Now, where can you get Celtic salt? I've never heard of Celtic salt.
I get it the way I'm trying to think of the website, and offhand I can't think, but I will let you know. I'll remember the mind sometimes. there are a few places. Well, I'll tell you where I do buy it. I have bought it. Now, the one site you have to belong, but I don't belong to it. But, it's called Something and Beyond, and I'm trying to think. I'm looking forward to hearing my website because I bought soap. I bought the Miracle 2 and I bought the Celtic. Oh, here we go. The Grain and Salt Society. That's not the one. This is another one. But this one, if you belong to it, it's like $10 or $15. You can get it cheaper. But that stuff is awesome. Now, I used to set up my computer and my ankles would swell. Mm-hmm. Not anymore. Using the Celtic salt, my ankles don't swell.
So that salt just does the trick then?
Yes, it does, and it's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Well, cool.
Yeah, it's called the Grain and Salt Society. You can get it there, and I know I get it from another outfit. And it's a little more expensive, but I don't think they charge you shipping. I mean, they didn't make after like a $50 order or more, which actually I got Miracle 2 soap from them, which was good. Yeah. You know, without having to pay shipping, and it was cheaper too. I think it was like $59 a gallon there.
Now, when it comes to cooking with this stuff, Carol, how does it compare to regular salt as far as how much you would use?
Well, you know, I bought a grinder, and sometimes I get a little too much, but you know what? You never thirst after you drink it or you eat it. There's never a thirst, and it's just awesome.
Well, cool.
And I'll tell you something else it's good for. Of course, you can use, I call the other salt road salt, because that's basically what it is. But a toothache, it's one of the best remedies to stop a toothache is salt water. And sometimes it might take a minute, it might take 2 minutes or 5 or 10, but it will stop a toothache, just plain salt water to gargle with, at room temperature water. And you don't, you know, you can use the regular salt for that, but it is fantastic for that.
So kind of like a quarter teaspoon of salt to the...
I just put it in. I don't measure it, but you want to be able to taste the salt, and it will stop that toothache better than anything.
Well, cool. And does the relief last for quite a while?
Yeah, it will. What you have to do a lot of times, you get a toothache, you might get a particle of food in your tooth or something, and you get that a toothpick and clean that out. And one should never use dental floss because there's mercury in the dental floss. Toothpicks is what we should be using.
Yeah. I didn't know about the mercury in the dental floss. Am I surprised? No.
No. it's I'll tell you, the food supply is just, it's really sad what they've done with it. And it's just more and more. Now, I hope somebody calls in and wants to know something. Okay, something else I want to tell you is rice.
Rice, okay.
I prefer, I don't care for the brown rice, maybe because it's chewy, but I do use it sometimes. But if you get regular white rice, I use the long grain. And make sure you wash that rice.
Yes.
And what I do with it to make it fluffy, I put the amount of rice I want in a pot, and I cover it with just about an inch or two of water, and I'll put it on my stove and just heat it. Mm. And when you see it's cloudy, I run it through a strainer.
Right.
And I do that 3 or 4 times, and you put it back in the pot, and your rice will be nice and, when you cook it, nice and fluffy.
Plus yeah, indeed.
Pardon me?
Yeah, and indeed. And the other thing about brown rice, if you're buying it as a preparedness item, you can't keep it longer than 6 months. It goes bad.
What, the brown?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, the white you can.
Yeah, the white you can, but the brown you can't. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and talk some more with Carol about preparedness. You want to know anything? Hey, Carol is the person to talk to. She's got a notebook to tell you. And she knows how to use it. She's got all kinds of tips for us tonight. We'll get into them as we go along. You want to join us, 800-313-9443.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Preparedness tonight with our guest Carol from Pennsylvania. Many of you have heard her call into the program. She's a regular participant here on the Midnight Rider, and I've asked her to come on, and she's been keeping a notebook now for about the last 8 years, but she's had a life of experience with a lot of the stuff that we're talking about tonight. I mean, we've already found out that you make your own soap with soapwort. That's pretty cool. I never heard of soapwort, and that's a darn interesting idea. So basically, you just take the soapwort and you put it in a pot and you boil it and you've got soap.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty easy. I mean, I think I think I could accomplish that. Now, with the soap, will it make up into bars or does it stay in a liquid?
It would probably. I have never done it, but I know a friend that has done it, and I would assume it would just stay a liquid, which okay. is fine, you know.
Sure.
Then we don't have to use the Red Devil to make our soap.
Yeah, you don't need any lye to make your soap.
You're right.
Yeah, that's
uh-huh.
cool.
Yeah. and then if you want to keep the animals out of your garden, plant wormwood around the garden, not in the garden, but around it. And that is an herb. But if you
so
plant
wormwood
that
around the garden keeps them out.
Yeah, the whole way around the garden will keep out the woodchucks and the rabbits and the little friendly pests.
How about cats? Will it keep cats out?
It may. It probably will. I'm not sure about cats, but it keeps the wildlife out.
Well, I've known some cats that are pretty wild life. I'm the crazy cats. Yeah, so wormwood around it, can you kind of just space it around it, or do you just need to make kind of like a constant border?
I would make a border around the garden.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably space it. I don't know if it multiplies. Most herbs do. And I'm not yeah. sure if it's an annual or not, or a biennial. I'm not sure. But it will keep the varmints out. It's better than having to chase a pest like we had a woodchuck. You know, and fencing stuff in all the time. We put a fence around our beets. I think the deer come over and ate the tops off of our beets. And a neighbor says, "Why did you put a fence around your beautiful yard?" We said, "We like to eat what we're planting."
Yeah, exactly. See, now here in Oklahoma, where I'm at, we don't get woodchucks. You know, we'll get like field rats or field mice. You know, when as far as varmints are concerned, and deer.
Yeah, we get field mice too.
Yeah, but now you know, as far as the little varmints are concerned, you know, a good little black snake or something like that in the garden helps as well. And usually, you know, they'll leave you alone as long as you know, you leave them alone, and they have. Running the place to get them a rat every now and then, they're happy campers.
Yeah, I haven't seen many snakes around lately. Have you?
You know, in my area, no. When we first moved into this house that I'm in now about 8 years ago, the area behind us was all wooded and all field. And we would, I was killing probably half a dozen copperheads a year up here. And since then, they've cleared the area out behind us and are building homes. And I've not seen a snake up here. Let alone a possum in 3 years. I mean, I've had possums jump out of my trash can at me in the middle of the night.
I know sometimes,
yeah. That's an experience, too.
Well, I know sometimes I have we'll have a raccoon looking in that will get in our bird feeder.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to look out and see they're looking at you in the window, you know.
Yeah. Now, we have a lot of rabbits still around here. So the wormwood would work great for that because, you know, they'd keep them out of the leafy vegetables and things like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's got to be some callers out there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what else here would, vinegar. Now, we made our own vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many... the people out there are aware that the vinegar you buy in the store is not true vinegar.
No, I was not aware of that.
No, it is awful stuff. My mother used to take and she would make a sandwich spread and she put the vinegar in there. And when it was hot, first canned, it was delicious. And then after a while, I couldn't eat it and I couldn't understand it's because it's not true vinegar. Now, right. I was told they color it. They put, you know, it's basically acid water with some coloring in it. But if you want good vinegar, it's easy to make your own. You can get a couple types of apples and get the juice out of them and jug it up and once in a while strain it off and you'll have the best vinegar. I think we've got about 5 gallons or six that we made and it's pretty good stuff.
Now you take the apples.
Uh-huh.
And you basically, what would you just boil them up or cook them up?
No, you don't cook them. No, I put them through a juicer. My husband and I put them through a
okay.
juicer.
Okay.
And then we put it in jugs. Now what we did, we would get wine jugs from gallon jugs from whoever would drink because we don't drink, and then we just filled up the jugs, and then we kind of put it in, just similar to what we did with the coconut, let it kind of ferment. You put it in a dark place.
Hold right there. We'll pick it up on the other side, Carol. I'm learning how to make vinegar. This is cool. Back in a minute with more here on the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here on the Midnight Rider on this Monday night, the 4th of February 2008, and we're talking with Carol tonight. We're talking about preparedness, and as we went to the break, we were talking about vinegar. Okay, so we take apples, we juice them, and we put them in wine jugs, so I'm assuming the reason for the wine jug is because they're dark. And what do you do with them after that?
Cap them, and you just let it set. It took a while, but it'll eventually it turns into vinegar. And
about how long?
You know, I don't remember exactly, a couple months, but one thing, some of it, now some of the wine jugs were green, and some were white, and what happened, the ones that were, I think the dark green ones, it got darker, the vinegar got darker.
Right.
Which is okay, but the best thing is to use several different types of apples if you can.
And
Yeah. And then just get yourself a little clean hose and siphon it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
Now, why would you use more than one kind of apple?
Well, it's just, I don't know, we did. I used to think I used four or five different types of apples. You know, you don't have to get the best apples as long as you get the, well, I don't think you want warm juice in them, you know, but.
Right.
but I think we used four or five types. I don't know, it just was good. In fact, they're like a better than Bragg's.
Well, but, and that's what Mom did. Mom obviously knew best.
Yeah, if you go to, one time I went to a website and they said 1,001 uses for vinegar, and I emailed them and I says, now what kind of vinegar are you talking about what was in the store? They wouldn't answer me back.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just doesn't do the job. But, you know, and of course the vinegar is good for you.
Right.
But,
Now, yeah, will the vinegar go bad, Carol, after a while?
No, huh? No, cap it and, you know, just cap it.
But let it set for 2 or 3 months and come back and make a salad.
Yeah, well, you look and see. You can tell, and if it's not fermented, just let her set some, you know, you'll know, you'll smell it or taste it, and you'll know when it turns into vinegar. Sometimes it takes longer than other, you know, it just depends. Some people put mother in it. They get mother and put in it, but we didn't do that. We just started it from scratch.
Well, very cool. Let's take a phone call. You ready, Carol?
Sure.
Hi, Marlene in Wyoming. Thanks for holding. Welcome to the Midnight Rider. You're on with Carol.
Hi. Hi, Mike. Hi, Carol.
Hi.
Hi.
I was just, I've listened to RBN for a long time, and I have never called before, but I just was listening to Carol, and I've been kind of worried about what kind of food to store up in case we have a, you know, where we have to have food in case things go really bad. And I was wondering what would be the basic things that you would try to have in your home in case that, you know, that the dollar went down like everybody's, you know, talking about.
Well, I'll tell you what. When I was young, we didn't have a lot of meat, but we didn't get sick too often. And we did have a garden, and we worked in that garden. My mother would tell us, if you want to eat, you work in it, and that's what we had to do.
Yeah. But, I mean, would you store up flour and rice and stuff like that?
Yes, you could. Now, if you're going to store up flour, you put it in your freezer. Now, I told this before, put it in your freezer for 24 hours.
Okay.
And then it will not hatch any worms when you take it out to store it.
Okay.
It won't hatch the bugs. The weevils, they will not hatch in that. You can do the same with rice. You can do it with spaghetti, macaroni, cereal, most of your dry goods. Now, sugar and salt won't get buggy, but anything with wheat in it, and that you have to.
Okay.
To keep it from getting buggy.
And you probably would do, like, I like to have enough, you know, for I don't know how long that we would need it, but I just, like, I stored up for the K2, but I just stored a lot of water, you know, and oatmeal and stuff like that, but I didn't know how to really keep it, and then we really didn't need it, but I was more prepared, you know, in case something went wrong.
Yeah, put your oatmeal in the freezer, any stuff like that, cereals and whatnot, put it in that freezer for 24 hours, right.
And what about dry milk?
Now, I had some of that. It went bad on me, and I haven't used any of that, but you also can can it, you know. You could mix it and can it.
You can can it, right.
You can put it in your jars and pressure cook it.
That, and I would imagine, too, Carol, that you could probably vacuum seal the dry milk as well, and that would last a bit longer.
Yeah, I had bought a bag of it, and what happened, I didn't use it. And when I make bread, I make my own bread. I don't put any milk in it. They tell you to put milk. No, I don't do that. You don't need milk in bread. In fact, you don't even need sugar, you know. And so I just didn't use it, and it went bad on me. So I said, the heck with this, and I just went straight to water.
Well, I'm going to start buying things, you know, because I don't want to buy it all at once.
Well, if you can, what we did now, we went to, I didn't go there, but, like, if you can get into Sam's Club, which I'm not a member, but if you can get in and get it in bulk, like 25 pounds at a time.
Yeah, I work for a big retail
yeah, now,
store.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can buy stuff at a discount.
Yeah, and if there's a bakery nearby, I used to work at a bakery, and you can get the buckets at the bakery. You can get buckets there, and then just, a lot of people put it in Mylar bags, which you can do, those things you put in there? I have some out on the shelf, and I can't remember, to keep the moisture out of them.
And I don't, rice and salt, I don't know too much about anything, that's why I'm calling.
Okay, salt you don't have to worry about. Salt won't get buggy or anything. You just throw that in a bucket or, you know, I have an 80-pound bag I've had it, and it won't go bad.
Yeah.
Carol,
were you talking about
were talking about the oxygen eliminators, right?
Right, right.
The little
bag,
yeah.
But you have to be careful when you get the oxygen eliminators. You put them, once you open the bag, put them in a jar in a dark place. You don't want any air to get to those. And when you get ready to fill your bucket, you put your food in there, and then you throw one or two of those in, and then have an iron ready and iron those Mylar bags shut. And then just throw the lid on them. Now, we did
those like those air bags that you get the air out of? I've never heard of a Mylar bag.
It's a bag. It looks like foil, but you iron them shut with an iron. Like, just set a board on the bucket.
I'd have to figure out where find them somewhere.
Yeah, now you go to a bakery, and the bakery I used to work at, we give them to people, but we have one bakery here in town, and they charge you like 50 cents or a buck for the bucket. And why buy them, you know, buy them there, get them there,
yeah,
you know, get a bunch of them. And then also, if you have too many, you can plant in them. But I'll tell you, one of the best things you can eat is kidney beans.
Yeah, I was thinking about beans, because I need, you know, a lot of protein.
Beans have more iron in them than any piece of meat you will eat.
Yeah, well, I had bypass surgery, so I have to try to eat a lot of, not too much fatty stuff, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, but I'm fine. I'm real healthy.
Yeah.
I eat really good, but I think about, you know, if something happens, I couldn't even get medicine. I'd have to really eat healthy.
One other thing I'll tell you what I did. I got the garbage cans.
Yeah?
Tall, big 50-gallon or whatever, 100-gallon, whatever they are, garbage cans.
Uh-huh.
And if you, like you said, you have bypass, you can get them with wheels on them.
Yeah.
And once you take your flour out of the freezer, you can either open the bags and fill that up, or you can put the bags in there, but that's one way of keeping a lot on hand.
Yeah.
Or another thing is getting some buckets of wheat, and there is quinoa, there is millet, there's all kind. Well, millet, you can't, it crumbles if you put it into bread, which I tried.
Yeah.
But you can, if you're going to go with, like, wheat, you want to get a grinder and don't get an electric one. You know, you can, but if we don't have any electric, you need a grinder. And you can get one fairly reasonable, but, you know, if it was me, do you have a dehydrator?
No, I don't have it. With working and everything, I'm always getting something fast, I haven't. I can bake. I can make pies. I can make all biscuits and all that kind of stuff. But I haven't done a lot of stuff lately,
uh-huh.
You know, because I work and I just eat really fast. Just get a lot of.
You're not going to fast food restaurants, I hope.
No. But I mean, like burritos and stuff like that, frozen food. You know, stuff that's not really good for you, but. I eat a lot of that.
And you're not eating margarine, I hope. That's
bad. Oh, no, I don't eat anything with trans fats or with hydrogen. I don't know how you say that. How to spell it.
Hydrogenated
oils. Or I don't eat any of that because that puts plastic in your arteries.
Well, the margarine is made out of plastic. I just spent 3 hours in the doctor's office getting lectured about touching margarine.
Yeah, margarine's really bad for you because it's completely... really bad. I think that's what probably did it to me, because I ate margarine for years. Now I just eat butter.
Well, you know, sit and think about how that was sold to us. Back in, what was it, late 60s, early 70s, they came around telling us how great margarine and parquet was for us.
Yeah.
And butter was like you could get a thing of four for like 15 or 20 cents a piece.
Yeah.
And they were always at the bottom of the thing, and the margarine was at the very top. You go into the grocery store now, and the butter's at the very top for $4 a thing, and the margarine's sitting down there for a buck.
And, yeah, I know. I don't buy any margarine at all. And they do have some stuff that's made with it says non-hydrogenated, no trans fats, and I buy that too. And it's got flaxseed oil in it and everything. But if something happened, we wouldn't be able to have any butter. You know what I mean?
Get olive oil.
Would you keep that in the freezer? Because olive oil goes bad so fast.
No, if you get good stuff, it won't, and you keep it in a cool, dark place.
In a cool, dark place.
Yeah, because
you can get gallons of it at Sam's Club.
Yeah, now
I've
you got
it over there.
Be careful. You want to get a good brand, because, like, I open a bottle of olive oil, and when I pour it out, even on the outside, it smells rancid to me, even though the olive oil isn't, because I'm very sensitive, but. You get a good brand. You want to make sure you get extra virgin olive oil.
Extra virgin.
Yeah. You,
okay.
And you don't
I'm
have
just
butter
starting
or margarine.
On this.
Yeah, you don't have butter or margarine. Dip your bread in that. That won't hurt you.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to go wild, but a little bit on there.
Yeah, it's so hard to think about where to start. You know what I mean? That's why I sit down and I start to write down stuff, and I think, and then I just get up and give up because I don't know where to start.
Well, what do you like to eat? There's a place to start right there.
I love spaghetti and stuff like that. You know, I like to make spaghetti and roast beef and all that kind of
well,
stuff.
Well, I'm gonna give you a dandy little tip.
What?
Now, did you know that you can make powdered spaghetti sauce?
No. Powdered
what
spaghetti.
What you do is just go get you a can of that dollar spaghetti sauce.
Yeah.
No sauce with meat in it.
No.
Just pour it out into your on a cookie sheet.
Yeah.
And set it in there for a couple hours, like a 150. And it will get hard. And all you got to do is go in there and crumble it up and throw it in your Ziploc. Just add some of your pasta water back to it later on, and sauce comes right back to life.
And you can save it that way too.
Yeah, exactly. Vacuum seal it, and you can keep it dry for a long time.
And just keep it dry? You don't have to put it in the refrigerator or anything?
No. You put it in your Ziploc, and you're good to go.
Okay.
You don't have a vacuum sealer, huh, Mike?
Well, we don't yet. That's our next purchase. We've got the dehydrator. I got Miss Kimberly a brand new smoking food processor. And we've been playing with the dehydrator, and we're working on a bunch of stuff. One other thing I found, too, before we... We've got a break coming up here in a couple of minutes, is also in a lot of these discount stores, although they're a pain in the neck to go into, like Dollar General and places like that, I have found canned chicken, canned ham,
uh-huh.
Like chunk ham, you know, like you can put in a salad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was finding them by the can the other day for 60 and 70 cents a piece.
Now, where is that, like Dollar General?
Like Dollar General. That's where I found them at the other day, and I came home with about 20 cans.
What, you brought the ham? Or the chicken?
I bought both. I bought 10 cans each, and they even had some cheap tuna there, too, so I grabbed the tuna, too.
Uh-huh.
And that's
like
always
really
good protein.
For meat.
Yeah.
You know. Because you're going to have meat, too.
Exactly. Because one of the things that they say is that, you know, if you go radically changing your diet, you're going to make yourself sick in a time of stress.
Yeah.
So you want to keep your diet as close to what you have as you possibly can.
Yeah.
So now's the time to change your diet, make it a good diet, and here I am preaching to the choir. Change your diet now, make it a good diet, and then that way that's what you start preparing for as well as you go along. And hey, you know, now might be a good time to start making your own pastas and all that kind of stuff, some flour and some water, Carol, and you're a pasta making machine.
Yeah, I did. I made lasagna last week. I made spaghetti and ravioli.
By yourself? I mean,
no, my husband helped me. He helped me with the ravioli. because it takes a while. I had a machine I had to send back, and I haven't heard from the man, but it's easier, I think, to do them by hand. I mean, I have the machine to roll them with.
Right.
And by all means, a machine is grand, you know, to roll it out on.
Yeah.
You know.
I had a sister-in-law that did that. She used to make her own spaghetti and everything, and I used to watch her and look like a, you know, it just looks so technical to me.
It is, and it's really very simple, and it's yummy.
Simple. Yeah.
Yeah, you can use barley. I'm going to try. I haven't used it yet, but I got some organic barley flour I want to try making it out of.
Well, I'm going to get on the stick here and start buying. I mean, I think I'll start with oil and flours and stuff like that.
Yeah, you can do cheese, too. You like cheese? Like you could buy that canned cheese in a big can.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
And you can get canned butter, too, if you go to a place like the freeze-dried guy.
Yeah.
Can get canned butter as well.
They have it on the...
freeze-dryguy.com, yeah.
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 That would be good. I don't eat a lot of cheese because I'm not supposed to have cheese too much.
Well, I can't have any cheese around. I've got a psycho dog that loves it. She'll get herself in the refrigerator and unwrap them slice by slice. Marlene, thanks for the call. We've got to take a break. We're going to come back on the other side. We've got Andrew in California and Bill in Arkansas. And if you want to join us on the program, we're talking with Carol, talking about preparedness. And she's learned how to make vinegar tonight. That's pretty cool. It's something I've never done. I'd like to do. We'll come back with more on the other side. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you.
darn interrupt this song. What a great song. Santel and Johnny, a little Sleepwalk here on the Midnight Rider tonight on this Monday night. We're talking with Carol. We're talking about preparedness. And hopefully I think we get Marlene off to a good start. Well, let's talk to Andrew in California. Andrew, thanks for holding.
Welcome. Hey, how's it going, Mike?
Midnight Rider. Doing great. How are you?
Doing all right. Hey, Carol, I just wanted to say, out of all the regular callers to Midnight Rider, you are by far my favorite for a very specific reason, not just because it's informative, but because you're very polite. I think there's a few of the other regulars that could learn something from that. Anyway, I just wanted to talk about, you know, there's a lot of things that people forget about is that, like for me, I suffer with asthma, and a lot of people rely on different medications to get them through the week. I've actually had to basically like lie to my doctor about how much of the medication I'm using in order to get enough that I would have a backup supply, and even that doesn't last a whole lot of time. I'm sure there's just a variety of homeopathic remedies for different things like that. Do you know anything along those lines?
You know, I have dealt a little bit for my dog, and it's like certain ones will detoxify you, like Thuja. That will detoxify a child with autism. And I'm not real familiar with a lot of them, but there's a real good place in Maryland where I do get a bit of homeopathy. And I'm not real sure what, you know, if you don't know, I think I have a book here, and I don't have it on hand, but I could make sure I could tell you where to contact the lady and talk with her.
One great book that I know of is a book called Herbs That Heal.
Uh-huh.
That's an excellent book.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I just know there's a lot of people that, they, you know, they don't really think about that as a survival thing. They're just basically like, you know, I got, you know, I have food, I have water, and they don't realize that their family probably takes a lot of prescription pills. Most of them they probably don't need, but there's probably something there that might be essential that be a good idea to stock up on.
Yeah, well, I know I've read where there's they can cure asthma up in a few minutes, but I don't remember what they did it with. You know, I was reading on it.
It's yeah, like, no, I've looked on a lot of different kinds of treatments. Just most of them are a little expensive.
Uh huh.
But all right. But anyway, great show, guys. Just wanted to call in and say that, and I'll let you move on.
Nice talking to you.
Thanks for calling, Andrew. I appreciate it. Yeah, you know, it's amazing. You know, Mother Nature, Carol, has many ways of taking care of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's always seems that there's an herb or a root or something out there that there's an ailment. Mama's got a cure for it.
Absolutely. And one of the most important things to plant is cayenne pepper.
Oh, my word, yes. Cayenne pepper. We're going to talk more on the other side if you would like to join us. This is the Midnight Rider. Our number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Back in 70 seconds.